It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMar's Plumbing and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing could be sweeter than to talk with my friend Rick Peters at McFarland. Yes, that's right. My pinch hitter, my go-to guy, Rick Peters, store manager for the McFarland's Retail Service Center, is here. Thanks for joining us, Ricardo Montalban Peters.
Very happy to be here. Very excited. Not as excited as you, though, my friend.
Well, but, you know,
very excited.
I'm one of those people, though. I get excited about, I don't know, all kinds of silly things that my wife wonders, what is his problem?
Right. But a lot of people here say the same thing about you.
Yes. I am a legend in my own mind. But thanks, Rick. I appreciate you coming and talking. I know, now, Rick, you're the store manager here, so you're responsible for the entire retail True Value area, right?
Yes, I am. Been in this position for approximately about 10 years with McFarland's for 16 years. It's been a great experience and a great place to work, and we got some great things plan in the near future here for us.
Well, and you've been in the hardware business a lot longer than that, too. I mean, I remember you back in the day when I first moved into town, gosh, 26 years ago now, I think. You were down at Hometown Hardware, right?
Hometown Hardware, yep.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
That's a karate place.
Right,
and a realtor.
Yeah, it's times have changed, yeah. We are one of the last two hardware stores in town, and it's that was a great experience working there for 12 years, and prior to that I worked at the Fish Building Supply in Middleton.
Okay, so I had forgotten, you told me that years ago that you'd worked at Fish, so that had to be kind of a big change too, going from a huge place like Fish to a smaller Hometown Hardware center.
Yes.
But yeah, they do kind of, they have sort of the same stuff, so at least you know that's going on.
Yeah, same stuff. It's a really great experience and livelihood of being in a smaller town, knowing your customers, and having that closer relationship with them.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of people that are kind of like family in a way, which is sort of nice. I mean, you know people by the first name. I always feel like it's like Cheers. You know, everybody knows your name.
Exactly, yep.
So,
yeah, and I was a Cheers fan, so I can relate to that.
So, and then what I was thinking of with that, the shift that you had to make from going from Hometown Hardware to True Value, has that been any different, do you think, in terms of the...
No, that was a pretty easy transition. Had a lot of the same customers and the same type of work. So that transition was pretty easy. The biggest transition of late is since we had the fire in 2013.
Sure.
Being in our new store here that we're, you know, 50,000 square feet of retail space versus the 12,000 that we came from. So that's
sure.
been the biggest transition.
Well, and the huge number of SKUs, the stock keeping units what was it before in the older store versus now?
We were right around 15,000 to 18,000 back then.
Okay.
Prior to the fire. Right now, we're right at about 48,000 SKUs.
Boy.
On hand.
And that's not, I mean, we have True Value and we also have Wheat Belt stuff, which I don't think a lot of people necessarily care about that, but we have a couple of different sources that we're getting stuff from,
right.
too.
Yeah, couple of different buying groups, so we have great opportunity. If we don't have that item that the customer is looking for on hand, we have several options. We could special order it and have it here a lot of times in less than a week.
Okay. So, and you have another business. You're actually, I remember, I still have it. I have a shirt that says Bike Man on it. Now, you don't do as much of that as you used to in the old days. I mean, just too busy.
Right.
But you're a bike expert.
I am an enthusiast about bike riding and bike repair. I've been doing it since my hometown days.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing it for over 20 some years. I've been doing it out of my home for the last 15, 16. And also looking into possibly bringing in the McFarland this year.
Sure.
So I'm trying to work with a bike supply company that deals with parts and bikes, and maybe there'll be a new department in our store here too in the future.
Well, particularly too, if the Great Sauk State Trail progresses here, which I my understanding is that's actually they're going to start. Well, they have started work. They started like sawing down and taking out a lot of the shrubbery and stuff last fall. But my understanding is this spring and summer they're going to start taking out the tracks and preparing the roadbed so that you can start driving bikes all through there.
That's great stuff for anybody that's into biking or hiking. I mean, we got a beautiful area. You know, we got the river, and sure. it just makes sense to have, you know, that bike trail. And you know, and for us, maybe if we get into doing some bikes and bike repair, it'd be a natural fit for this area.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's just a short area that needs to be a couple miles or something like that in Dane County that will connect it into, like, Middleton, essentially. And then we've got a chunk here, I think, in the Devil's Lake Park area that needs to be done. But the hope is, I think, ultimately, that'll all connect so that we'll get into the Sparta Trail, the Elroy Sparta Trail.
Right.
So yeah. Isn't that the kind of the long-range plan?
That's what the long-range plan is. Now Roy Sparta goes into the 400 trail then, so it's quite several hundred miles long.
Hey, can imagine that? I imagine there are people that could do that whole thing, but I would be dead.
Yeah, so I'm good for maybe 20-25 miles on a good day.
Well, and especially nice with these trails because they keep the grade kind of, you know, not.
Yeah, normal bike trails are about a 3% or less grade, so
okay.
That's pretty nice for the average rider.
Unless you're going up Springfield Hill, and then it's like, you know, 19,000%.
Right, then you better have a motor on your bike then.
Or something.
Right.
So, well, Rick, I wanted to ask you, there's a big event coming up for the store now. We're in the midst of celebrating our 100th anniversary, which is pretty cool in and of itself. McFarland's, which I know I had Dick McFarland on the show early in the year, and he was talking about how our parent company that Grandpa Earl McFarland started way back in 1917. That company, which was Wisconsin Tractor Company,
right.
That ultimately gave birth to, after some shenanigans in the 20s with the Dust Bowl and Depression and whatnot, that unfortunately we're not still making the Wisconsin Tractor because it was a heck of a tractor.
Right. Yeah.
So, but I know there are a lot of people around them. In fact, I think Badger Steam and Gas Show is supposed to be showing off a whole bunch of different ones that people have restored.
That's what I heard also, yeah, so, that they'll be showing that off this year.
That'll be fun. And then, of course, we've got the one set up here all the time. In the retail area that Chuck McFarland restored, which
right.
is a beautiful thing to look at.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Every day I have the privilege of walking by that, and every day I look, you know, take a look at it. It's just
it's
quite unique.
It. Yeah, especially when you think about it. I mean, there weren't any, you know, a lot of models to look at. I mean, it was kind of out of his head, basically.
Yeah,
that's
quite amazing.
So
when you think about that.
But now, in conjunction with that, of course, every year about this time, we have the Customer Appreciation Days, which this year will be our 54th, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we're getting up there with Customer Appreciation Days too. So, but and it's always a big deal. There's been some changes though this year. Have they're not just in terms of the length of it, for one.
Right. We are running it starting on a Friday, March 10th, and running that through a Sunday, March 19th. So we did shorten it up a little bit, but we have more activities and specials and that planned for that time frame. So it's very exciting to look forward to that.
Okay.
I know starting off on that that first Friday, we're going to start off the first day with a bucket sale where you get the 5-gallon bucket for free, and anything put in the bucket's gonna be 15% off that's not on sale already.
Sure. So you kind of have to be attending to what's on sale, what isn't. But but I think a lot of people just put Carhartt shirts in, and I mean, you know, it's a
great opportunity. Yeah, especially in the clothing department, you need a new pair of jeans, a new shirt.
Sure.
Not very often you get the we all already have a every day very good price on our Carhartt clothing, and It's just a great opportunity for the customer to save even additional money on that item.
Yeah. Well, and not to, you know, I don't like tooting our own horn too much because it sounds too arrogant, I guess. But I think of, like, Carhartt jeans alone. You can't wear the darn things out. You know, my wife says, are you ready to throw these out yet? And I'm like, well, no. I mean, look at them. And she's like, yeah, I guess you should keep them. But, you know, they're two sizes too small now, too,
right,
which is
yep,
kind of a problem. But I squeeze into them. And,
you and I are in the same belt. We're just kind of sucking in a little bit further. But I have Carhartt jeans I've had for many years. Like you said, you don't wear them out. They fit right.
It's just
a great item.
Yeah, I think Mark Geary came up with that slogan years ago now, that Carhartt, worn here, sold here.
I think he needs to put a patent on that.
So. Yeah, I know. It's going to be world famous one of these days.
A little payback from Carhartt on that.
There you go. There ought to be at least some sort of royalties, if nothing else, right?
Right.
So,
but along with Carhartt, there's so many other good items we have in the store that they can put in that bucket.
Well, just the number of SKUs increase that you've been talking about, too. I mean, I think I look around and I'm constantly, like, going, I didn't know we had that, too. Yesterday, I had my wife in here. We were getting something, and she said, oh, and do you have this to go with? And I said, yep, we got that. She said, you have that, too?
Right. So. For all the years I've been here, I find there's new items you see every week that you didn't know that you had.
Well, yeah, and then the guys in power equipment we're adding the Husqvarna line for the power tools now, so that'll be a huge
difference. Yeah, that will be a nice new addition for those guys.
Kind of amazing. Well, and so we've got the bucket sale the first day on the 10th,
yes.
And then you've got a bag sale and another bucket sale.
We really went kind of crazy this year.
Go crazy, go nuts.
But, on our food day, on our free lunch day, which is that Thursday the 16th, mm-hmm. we're going to have a bag sale, which we never have done that on the food day before.
Right.
So just like the bucket sale, we're going to give you the bag for free. Anything you put in the bag, it will be 15% off. We've got plenty on hand, and there's a lot of looking forward to lunch day this year.
And that's one of those eco-friendly bags, too,
yes.
Right? One of the green ones?
Yes, eco-friendly.
Suitable for grocery shopping and clothes shopping at your finer establishment.
Exactly.
Or Costco. So.
I use mine at Piggly Wiggly. So. But it's great. So we got that on our food day. And then on that last Sunday, the 19th, we're going to finish off the sale with another bucket sale.
Okay. So that's Sunday the 18th or 19th.
19th.
Yep.
19th. Okay. Yep. So that'll be a free bucket with 15% off again, and you know we're gonna have a lot of in-store sales too that won't make it in our flyer this year.
Yep.
So you have to come in and just really shop the store just to see all the values that we do have.
Yep. Yeah, that's a change too. I mean, we have traditionally done like an 8 or 12 page flyer, and this year we decided to try something different and just do front cover of the South Wisconsin buyer or South Central buyer, and then the second week will be inside. So you know, if you're out there listening and you're used to looking for that insert, don't this year. We're trying something new to see if it makes a difference. So I think it's helpful too because it forces us to think about the really hot things, the things that appeal to the broadest base of folks.
Right, and that's what we're trying to pick an item from almost each department that would appeal to almost everybody out there,
mm-hmm.
to get them in the store, and then you really got to take the time, just because it's not in the paper on sale, there's a good chance that's going to be on sale in the store.
Sure.
Because we're having so many in-store specials.
Well, like that old saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's right.
So venture on out to McFarland's, right?
That's right.
Especially March 10th through the 19th. So, and I know there's been quite a few people already calling about that. So getting that word out that it's the 10th through the 19th, that the food day is on the 16th. Yep. I mean, it's amazing to me the number of people that call and say, when's the food day?
Yeah, they like they like that free lunch.
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
Because they say there isn't such a thing as a free lunch, but there is.
There is March 16th at McFarland's.
Yeah. Well, and that's even different. This year we're doing pork and beef sandwiches, right?
Pork and beef along with some cheese and our usual...
Hear that, people? Cheese.
Cheese sounds good, yep. And so does that beef and pork.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that was an attempt, I think, to just somebody mentioned it'd be nice if you had pulled beef as well, and I thought, why not, right? So go ahead and do
right.
it. Right. So, and I think all that's come from Wittenbach Meats as
That's
well.
What I heard,
so,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that should, it's always nice to support another local business.
Which
as
we've
well.
Never, I've never had any bad meat from there. It's always great stuff.
No complaints about Fitz nope. and his brother Jack.
No, so, that's good stuff.
So, well, thanks, Rick. I really appreciate you coming and talking about some of the highlights of Open House or Customer Appreciation Days. We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors, and then hopefully our guest this morning is okay now. He'll be able to show up, but if not, we'll just wrap up with some community calendar announcements and go from there.
Sounds good.
Don't forget, again, the dates are?
March 10th through the 19th.
And the food day is?
March 16th.
And what
Thursday.
Are the big days? The bucket sale?
Friday the 10th and Sunday the 19th.
And a bag sale on?
Thursday, the food day.
So how can you go wrong on food day, right? You come, you get a free lunch, and you get a bag that you can fill with stuff and get a sale.
It's a win-win for everybody.
I think a win-win-win-win-win-win for everybody.
That'll be a good time.
All righty. Well, thanks again, Rick. You take care of yourself. I know you got lots of things to do to keep the store humming
right.
along.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
A pleasure always. Take care.
Bye.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Diamonds. Just the word makes a person's eyes sparkle. When it's time to give your special someone a diamond, make sure you know the jeweler you're dealing with. Trust Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. They offer a gorgeous selection of diamond engagement rings in their diamond center. Sophie's also offers diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets too. Ideal gifts anytime. In-store financing to qualified credit with up to 1 year interest-free terms. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall, Highway 12 Baraboo.
Well, and welcome back, folks. Thanks for sticking with us this morning. Our guest this morning was Dr. Joe Kelly from Sauk Prairie Small Animal Hospital. I believe something's happened. I know with a vet, your time is not always your own. So if Dr. Joe, if you're listening out there, I hope everything's okay. And I look forward to bringing you back on the show some other time, because we were going to talk about the World Vet Organization, which I don't know how many people are aware of that, but Dr. Joe Kelly has been involved with the World Vet Organization now for a whole bunch of years. And that's an organization that, from what I understand, they've been going since something like 1863. I wrote notes. Oh, yeah, 1863. And it basically focuses on the prevention and control of diseases in food security, food safety, and animal welfare, and availability of medicinal products for animals across the world. So really an exciting organization. It'd be fun to, we'll have to get Dr. Joe on the show again some other time to talk about it, but some fascinating things going on, and he's got great stories. Every time I take any of the dogs in there, Dr. Joe's got some great stories about stuff that is going on, and alligators that he's helped bring back to good health, and all that sort of thing. It's just a lot of fun. But I don't want to be remiss in at least talking about some of our community events that are going on in the area. Coming up this Friday, I believe that's the 24th, right? Friday, look at that. There's a free Friday flick going on down at the Sauk City Library. That's down on 515 Water Street. If you're not familiar, can't imagine how you would have passed by that on Water Street and not know it there, but you know what the hey. The free Friday flick goes from 1 until 2:30. It's a family friendly flick. I wish I knew what it was, folks. I guess if you wanted to call down to the library and ask, they ought to be able to tell you what's playing this week. But they're always family friendly, and popcorn and bottled water are served at it. And if you want to bring kids under 5, even, you can. They're just you need to have an adult accompanying a child under 5. But I would hope you would do that. Gosh, doesn't that seem kind of common sense oriented? Anyways, you can call 643-8346 for the title if you'd like to know. But that's 643-8346. 8346, and that's starting at 1 o'clock on Friday the 24th. Then also coming up this weekend is Augie's 108th birthday bash. Can you believe it? Augie Dearlith is going to be 108 years old. Well, he would be if he was still alive. But anyways, it's his 108th birthday bash. Come and join them at for Augie's birthday party. Jerry Apps will be there giving a talk. The event goes from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. down at the Augie Dearlith Center, which is, if you haven't been there, it's down right off of Water Street as you're heading down to the Augie Dearlith Park there, which doesn't that seem appropriate? You're on the way to Augie Dearlith Park, and the Augie Dearlith Center is right there, but kind of nestled into the hill there, so go on down there. But Jerry Epps knew Augie Dearlith, and I've had Jerry on the show before. I thought this was fascinating that he took one of Augie's fiction writing classes at the School of Arts in Rhinelander in 1968. Yeah, that's right. And Jerry's alluded to that. He is an old-timer. So Dearlith had reviewed Jerry's first book that he wrote, The Land Still Lives, which was published in 1970 by Robert Gard's Wisconsin House. So, and Gard and Dearlith were good friends. So I would imagine that's how Jerry got to know Augie. And Jerry was fortunate to have Bob Gard as his writing mentor. So isn't it a small world? Now you've got Jerry going to be talking this week as well. As, and he actually has a new show that's coming up, his hour-long documentary on Wisconsin Public TV coming up on March 8th at 7 p.m. So I believe that's a brand new one that he's been working on. He was telling me about it last week. I think it's Never Curse the Rain, if that's the right one that I'm thinking of, which has to do with a story that his dad used to tell him, that whenever it would rain out and the kids would kind of moan, oh, it's raining out again, his dad, because his dad was a farmer, would say, never curse the rain. So look forward to that, too, and look forward to Augie's 108th birthday bash. Then also coming up this weekend on February 25th, Saturday again, at 2 p.m., the River Arts Inc. group, which is a group near and dear to my heart, they have a ventriloquist coming in. Anything Can Talk is the name of the show, starring David Pendleton. And he is a ventriloquist that is just, I've seen several of the videos in preparation for the show and, you know, watching them on YouTube or whatnot, but he's awful funny. And again, it's a family-friendly event, which is, he has a cast of comedic characters, including his lovable but blunt Aunt Tilly, who's a 94-year-old spinster, and the classic quick-witted troublemaker, Mac Elroy, and the dopey yet adorable hound dog, Buford, and the slightly misguided albino vulture, Vern. Just like Vern. That's my albino vulture friend, Vern. Of course, no show would be complete without a few surprise appearances from members of the audience as well. So if you enjoy that sort of thing, which my understanding is that a ventriloquist won, like one of the America's Got Talent shows. I'm sorry, I don't watch that show a whole lot, but I think a ventriloquist won that not too long ago. So, and as I said, Dave Pendleton is just an awful fun act. So if you're looking for something to do after you go to the Augie Dearlith Bash, you can come on over to the River Arts Center at 2 o'clock for Anything Can Talk with David Pendleton. And then also next week, I believe this is, let's see, that would be Tuesday, February 28th, there is the SPYC Trivia Night, and that stands for the Sauk Prairie Young Connection. Some great folks in the area that are connected with that. Zach Dahl is one of them. Zach Dahl. I wanted to change that so that they both have the same sounding A. Zach Dahl. I think you should change it to that. Zach, if you're listening today, could you consider that, please? Anyways, that event is going on at the gym Bar and Grill. They're trying to do fun things throughout the area, and this is yet another one. There's been a golf outing before, but now this trivia night going on at the gym Bar and Grill from 5 until 7 p.m. It's really just an opportunity for some great networking and some just great fun. So, and if you're good at trivia, you might even come away with the grand prize, which I don't know what that is, but it could just be a pat on the back, but you'd feel good about being so smart that you know so much trivia, right? And then I would be remiss if I didn't also mention that on Tuesday the 28th at 7 p.m., make sure you tune in here at WRPQ Radio, because Sauk Prairie and Baraboo are going to be playing each other in the first round of the playoffs here. here on WRPQ. Yes, you will not hear it anywhere else but here. Sauk Prairie versus Baraboo. And, you know, this is always a tough thing for me because I feel like my heart is split between the two different areas. You know, you want to see your home team win, but gosh darn it, Baraboo's kind of a home team too when it comes down to it. And certainly the home team for WRPQ Radio out of Baraboo, Wisconsin. So that wraps it up for today, folks. A little bit shorter show than usual, but again, we hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you look forward to next week. We're actually going to be celebrating our show with a member of the Aldo Leopold organization. So there's some special events coming up to celebrate Aldo Leopold and his contributions to land ethics in particular. So I'm looking forward to that show and having an opportunity to learn something because, you know, I can always stand to learn a few things. So hope you enjoyed the show today. And I remember about that McFarland's Open House Customer Appreciation Day is coming up on the 10th through the 19th. So you guys all have a great week and thanks for listening here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at demarsplumbing.com. Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBrèche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show was presented by Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop and DeMars Plumbing.